Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's a short 15-minute recording with an HMA consultant from the UK. His name is David, and just after a week of getting the HMA system, he was able to land his first client. Since then, he's gotten four additional clients, each paying him $1,500 a month for 6 months, plus negotiated 10% of any of the increase in turnover for the next 18 months. You're going to hear exactly how he did it, and I hope this gives you some ideas on how you can get your first client as an HMA consultant. Get ready and let's get going. In the second half of the recording, you're going to hear some static. I had some interference on the phone, so I apologize in advance. If you listen closely and turn the volume down a little bit, you should be able to make out what he says. It doesn't last for long, but it is there, and I wanted to let you know about it. And what did you find out about those two when you were looking into them?
Well, they were both businesses that I would have liked to join, but what put me off was when I got the price of £50,000 for the training and the right to use their system. And I very nearly signed up to Quantum, and it was only in the last day really before I had to make that decision, because the training course was the following week. I decided that for £50,000 I could afford to sit down and write the system myself from all the material I had here already. There wasn't anything new that they had, they just put it all together and formulated it in a nice, easy to use and presentable format.
Did you have to pay a piece of your business to them?
We did, yeah. The price was £1,500 a month for the first year, and then £500 a month for the second, third and fourth year.
Okay, were you able to talk to any other Quantum members in that area?
Yes, I did. I spoke to a consultant who is around about 50 miles away from me. He'd been doing very well. He'd been getting clients okay, and the business has been moving forward. But it's going to take a long time to pay back the £50,000 from the money he was earning. So although he was doing quite well, he's not going to get a payback on his investment for a good year.
How about Action International?
I didn't follow that all the way through. It was Quantum that I really liked. They were the ones that offered a lot of advice. They opened up the phones to their consultants. I went to their offices. I attended one of their meetings as well for their area reps. And I really did enjoy their company. So it was Quantum that I really was going to sign up to. But I just couldn't sign a check for £50,000 at the end of the day.
Okay.
It was just a lot of money. So I started looking, and what I was trying to do was to find more J. Abraham material so I could sit down and start to develop my own system for myself. And that's when I came across yourself. After digging a little bit deeper through your site, the HMA system came up, and so it just seemed like the right opportunity, really, for me to, I suppose, start quicker than I was planning to, because the system was already there, and I could start on day one earning money. Rather than starting on day one thinking, how am I going to approach the market, what stages will I need to go through, and getting the material ready.
Had you invested in J. Abraham material before?
Yeah, no, I had some of his material, but not an awful lot. And to set up my own system, I really wanted a lot more material and a lot more books from other people as well. So this saved me some investment in that side as well. The HMA system gave me everything I needed to kickstart the process. So I didn't buy the J. Abraham book off you.
How did your first client come about?
Okay, I joined the local Chamber of Commerce, and from them I got a database of all of their members.
Did they freely give it to you?
After asking, they didn't freely give it, but with some persuasion they gave it to me. They offer a service of printed labels, and I really didn't want that. I wanted the database, and they gave it to me in the end.
How many names on it?
It's only 600, and then I set about trying to contact them, and I thought, well, the easiest way for me to contact everybody quickly was to just do a quick fax blast. There was 300 fax numbers within the database.
Mm-hmm.
So I put together a two-page letter just introducing myself, and one evening I sent it to the 300 members of the chamber.
What did it basically say?
It basically said, here I am, and offered the Chamber of Commerce members a special opportunity to have a one-hour free consultation with me, and what they could expect during that consultation.
And what did you tell them they could expect in the consultation?
good, honest advice. What I really said was I was going to give a proper consultation. I wasn't going to do any sales pitch at all. I was going to show them how they can increase the turnover and profits in their company. And that was really it. It was quite basic, and it was only a straight introduction letter.
And when did you, what time of day did you send the fax?
I sent that in the evening, just because it was cheaper for me to send it during the evening.
Did you use a service?
No, I got WinFax on my PC.
So you use WinFax on your PC, yeah. Okay.
Just took the database, imported it into WinFax, and sent it, and within an hour or so, they'd all gone. It probably only cost me a few pounds to send that, because I get free local evening calls.
Did calls come back that evening or the next day?
No, the following day. I didn't get many calls. I got 3 calls in total. Of that, only one of them was of a reasonable size. The other two were just small startups, and I wasn't interested in them.
Mm-hmm.
But one came through that was very good. I went to see him the following day. We went through the opportunity analysis.
What kind of business was it?
It's a home care agency. We went through the opportunity analysis. I wasn't as confident as I should have been, and I didn't try and close the deal at all. We did talk about money, and I also talked about contingency deal. So we left basically for them to go away and think about it, and I said I'll give them a ring in a week's time. A week came by and I hadn't heard from them, and I was looking through the local paper, and their competition had an advert in the paper. So I cut out the advert and wrote them a letter, and the headline on the letter was Pentlo plans to dominate the market.
Yeah, and you mailed it to her.
And I mailed that to them. The following morning, he phoned me up and agreed to the terms that we set out in the initial meeting.
How did you structure the fee arrangement? Did you do it by project, or what was your idea on that?
No, what we've done is and what we came up with was £1,500 a month for 6 months. That's why I'm doing it. So I got hold of a fax broadcasting company that had 5,000 names locally. And I created a mailing for them. And what I used was one of the testimonials from the HMA system and built a little PR piece around it. So I created what looked like a newspaper advert. I put some other adverts around that piece and then cut it out and stuck it on a piece of paper. And on the top of the piece of paper, I handwrote, "Hi Steve, I thought this might be of interest to you." So it looked like a cutting from a newspaper.
Right.
And then we sent that without any other names on the document at all to 5,000 people. And I got 10 responses the following morning.
Wow.
And I think it was the power of people feeling that it was a newspaper article that had been cut out and somebody had sent them. Not one person mentioned Steve to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
So they all must know somebody called Steve that might have sent them some information. Most of them said somebody sent me something and it looked interesting. So that worked quite well for me, and from that I had 5 opportunity analysis, and I've won 3 of those.
That's wonderful.
Customers.
Did you try and close them on the first appointment?
Yeah, after the first one, they've all been closed on the first appointment.
So you go into the close and you say, "Here are my terms." So are you closing them all the way through the opportunity analysis?
I mean, getting them to agree that it's a good idea all the way through.
Did you see some real hidden assets in those 5?
Yeah, I've got a cleaning company, and they just haven't really marketed at all. They're very poor at everything they do. But they've got a nice enough business, it's reasonable size, and we're motoring on that one. Just an endorsement letter, I'm really motoring that company forward. So the cleaning company's very easy for me. I've also got a door manufacturer, which is a little bit more difficult. So they're selling to the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm struggling a little bit with that to get the right solution. But we've only been working with them for a few weeks. And I'm still doing a lot of work on the USP side. So that's okay. And the fourth one is a gym. And that one's been quite simple to start to increase the business there. We've had some successes with really all of them.
That's wonderful. So you got about £7,500 coming in every month, at least for the next 6 months, and then you'll have a 10% percentage of the gross.
Yeah. So for me, I'm not quite sure what that is in dollars, but it's what, about $1,200, isn't it? $12,000
right.
A month. It's good money. and the 10% is starting to kick in on a couple of them.
All right, now...
More at the moment, but that's going to grow quite nicely. Income really for the next 18 months from those five customers.
So how do you handle the workload? You've got five different clients right now. How do you split it up? And how many,
that's what I'm struggling with now. I'm spending one day a week on each customer.
Okay.
I visit each one of them every week, and we spend the morning going through the project, and I set them actions. And I think what I do very well is list all the actions that I expect from them for the next week and all the actions that I'm going to do for the next meeting. And what that does, each time we have a meeting, it really focuses them on doing something. Because I start off not doing that, and when I stand up a week later, I've done everything that I promised, but they've done nothing. So it tries to put a bit of pressure on them to keep them moving.
Right.
I'm not here to do all of it for them.
Right.
And they need to do some work too. And I think by having the action list, and I send that to them the evening that I did it, and give them a week to complete all the actions on my list, and I get a bit upset if they don't do it.
How many opportunity analyses did you do that did not result in a client?
I've done five that haven't resulted in a client.
And you've done how many total? 11?
Total, it's 5 plus 7, so it's 12.
12. So almost a 50% closing rate.
Yeah, and I think most of that is my problem, because I've seen people that I haven't, I'm not suitable really.
No, I don't think it's a problem at all. I think it's that's
I
fantastic.
I should have done more work on the phone. I was a little bit too keen to go straight in and see them without doing a little bit more probing on the phone. So I could have saved myself some time, but I saw it as I wanted practice. So I went into small companies that really weren't large enough for me to justify the sitting here. Then through J. Abraham Materials, trying to get something together for myself. So this has given me the opportunity to shortcut that system, that process, and start earning money within a week of the system arriving.
That's the end of this recording with David. I hope this has been helpful and inspiring to you and to give you more confidence and to understand that you can get your first client as an HMA consultant even before you invest the system. You have all the tools right here on this page to perform and to do an opportunity analysis to find hidden assets in a prospect's business and to close him on the sale. Everything you need is right here to become a successful marketing consultant, and I hope this recording has given you evidence of that. Enjoy.